The first empire, the Mauryas. From kingdom to empire, a vast kingdom is known as an empire. Magadha, under the Mauryan dynasty, became India's first empire. In order to control a huge empire, the kings needed large army and administrators. Chandragupta Maurya. The Mauryan dynasty was founded by Chandragupta Maurya in 321 BCE. It is believed that Chanakya was his mentor and guide. Chanakya is also known as Kautilya or Vishnugupta. He is the author of the book Arthashastra, which advises the king on the art of administration. Chandragupta overthrew the last Nanda ruler, Danananda, and occupied his capital, Pataliputra. He continued to capture territories and gradually moved towards central India. Then Chandragupta captured the area of northwest India after Alexander's departure. He defeated Seleucus Nicator, Alexander's general, between 305 to 303 BCE. Chandragupta made a gift of 500 elephants to the Greek general and obtained the territory across the river Indus. Seleucus sent his ambassador Megathenes in the Mauryan court. Megathenes lived in the Mauryan court for many years. Chandragupta Maurya established a big empire. It included important cities like Pataliputra, Takshila, and Ujjain. Pataliputra was the capital of the Mauryan Empire. Takshila and Ujjain were capitals of other important provinces. Both these cities were located on important trade routes. Takshila was the gateway to Northwest and Central Asia, while Ujjain was the route from North to South India. Bindusara. Bindusara succeeded Chandragupta in 297 BCE. He is said to have conquered the land between the two seas, presumably the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal. He campaigned in the Deccan, extending Mauryan control in the peninsula as far as south as Mysore. By the time of his death in 272 BCE, the entire subcontinent had practically come under the Mauryan control. The only area that remained hostile and unconquered was Kalinga, coastal Odisha on the east coast. It was Ashoka the Great, his son, who finally conquered and occupied Kalinga. Ashoka the Great. Ashoka is far the most famous of the Mauryan kings. He left behind accounts of his reign in the form of inscriptions. These inscriptions were written in Brahmi script, were his messages to the people in the far-flung areas. He inscribed these messages on stone pillars and rock edicts. The stone pillars were carved out of stones and then polished. These pillars were crowned with capitals. They include lions and bulls. The lion capital found at Sarnath is the national emblem of India. The Ashok Chakra carved in the lion capital is also part of the Indian national flag. The Mauryan Empire for the first time brought political unity and administrative uniformity to India. The Mauryas organized in a very elaborate system of administration to rule such a vast empire. We know about the Mauryan administration from various sources such as the edicts of Ashoka and Indica, the Megasthenes and Arthashastra of Chanakya. Conquest of Kalinga. The most important events of Ashoka's reign was the conquest of Kalinga and subsequent adoption of Buddhism by Ashoka. He is perhaps the only king in the history to renounce conquest after winning a war. The horror of the war were described by the king in one of his inscriptions. 150,000 people were deported, 100,000 were killed, and many more died. The war caused much suffering to the people and the Brahmins as the Buddhist monks. This caused Ashoka much grief and remorse. He abandoned the policy of the physical conquest in favor of the policy of Dhamma. Ashoka's Dhamma. Meaning of Dhamma. The word Dhamma is Prakrit form of Sanskrit word Dharma, meaning religious duty. However, Ashoka's Dhamma was not a religious faith. It did not include any rituals or perform of sacrifices. The Dhamma was related to norms of social behavior. The emperor believed that it's the moral duty of the king to teach his subjects these norms. Reason for Dhamma. Ashoka adopted the policy of Dhamma because the number of problems he faced. The Mauryan Empire included people from different religions. Sometimes conflicts occurred among different religious groups. People sacrificed animals. People treated their elders, slaves, and servants badly. There were conflicts among families and amongst neighbors. As a result, the emperor felt in need to solve the problems. Principles of Dhamma. Ashoka, in his various edicts, has explained some of the basic principles of Dhamma. Obedience to one's mother and father, elders, teachers, and other respectable people. Proper treatment of ascetics, relatives, slaves, servants, and dependents. The poor and miserable, friends, acquaintance, and companions. Abstinence from killing or injuring all of living beings. Spreading and accumulating little wealth. Truthfulness, morality, and purity of heart. Welfare measures. In his Dhamma, Ashoka attempted a careful synthesis of various norms which were prevalent during his reign. Non-violence was to be practiced by giving up war and conquest, and also restraint on killing of animals. The policy of Dhamma also included certain welfare measures like planting of trees, digging of wells, construction of canals. Ashoka prohibited conducting ceremonies and sacrifices regularly. He built rest houses on the highways. He also built hospitals for both humans and animals. Spread of Dhamma. Ashoka adopted several measures for the spread of Dhamma. Ashoka engraved the principles of Dhamma on rock and pillar edicts. There were 14 rock edicts and 7 pillar edicts. In doing so, Ashoka was trying to establish direct communication with his subjects. These inscriptions were written in the Prakrit language, which was the local language of the people. He appointed special officers called Dhamma Mahatmata. These officers went to one place to another to teach people about the policies of Dhamma. These officers are also instructed by the king to read the edicts to those people who are unable to read. He even sent messages to other countries like Sri Lanka, Syria, Greece, and Egypt to spread Dhamma. Mauryan administration. The Mauryan Empire for the first time brought political unity and administrative uniformity to India. The Mauryas organized a very elaborate system of administration to rule such a vast empire. We know about the Mauryan administration from various sources such as the edicts of Ashoka, the Indica of Megasthenes, and Arthashastra of Chanakya. To administer such a vast empire, Ashoka adopted different type of governance for different areas. In the area surrounding the capital city of Pataliputra, the emperor was in direct control. He appointed officials to collect taxes from people who lived in the villages and towns in the area. Other areas were divided into different provinces. These provinces were ruled from their capital cities. For example, the cities of Taxila and Ujjain were provincial capitals. The emperor was helped by many ministers and members of the royal family. This area under the direct control was ruled by officials directly appointed by the ruler. Many of these officials were given salaries. The provinces were ruled by royal princes. These princes were appointed as governors. They followed local customs and traditions to govern the provinces. Taxation. The maintenance of such a huge army required a massive income and a large number of officials for collecting taxes. Therefore, apart from extracting regular revenue from the peasantry, the Mauryan state undertook and regulated numerous economic activities which earned a huge income. These included the production of different articles, royal land holdings, trade in different commodities and exploitation of mineral resources, utilization of forest wealth, sale of liquor and manufacture of arms. The Mauryan government also provided irrigation facilities to the peasantry. The Arthashastra refers to water tax which was regularly collected when the state assisted in providing irrigation. One of Chandragupta's governors, Pushyagupta, was responsible for building a dam across the river near Girinar in western India, resulting in a large lake to supply water for irrigation. Ashoka also got many rock cut viharas and stupas constructed. Decline of the Mauryas. The Mauryan rulers continued to rule for about half a century after the death of Ashoka in 232 BCE. The disorder that emerged in the administrative machinery after the death of Ashoka is regarded as one of the most important factors for the disintegration of Mauryan Empire. Ashoka was succeeded by weak rulers who lost control of their territories. The enormous expenditure on the army led to financial crisis, and invasions in the northwest added to the disorder in the administration.